Now to a story you will only see here on News Nation. The pandemic sent the airline industry into a full frenzy. Travel restrictions led to fewer flights, and companies did turn to furloughs as financial losses mounted. Well, some experts say they feel a shortage of pilots may now be coming. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin shows us how students in training are stepping up to fill the void.
As a licensed pilot myself, I always jump on the chance to share aviation stories. And we thought if we're going to talk flying, might as well come to one of the best programs in the country. So we're here at Metropolitan State University in Denver. And students and staff tell me it's been a turbulent year, but there's still hope for the industry.
So that you can kind of cross-reference.
Laura Braunschmidt is an aviation instructor at MSU, whose campus is nestled right in the heart of downtown Denver. Today, she's in the sim lab teaching flight instrument simulation.
Flying via only instruments, not having any visual reference to outside.
And on a fog-filled, snowy Colorado day like this, you can see how instrument flying, or IFR, is really a pilot's only option. 26 Frasca simulators fill this room alone. It's the most for any single program in the country. A big appeal for students worldwide and hometown kids like Serena Corvid, who caught her bug for flying in this very classroom.
You know, I've never flown a plane, but here are these sims. I think I might like aviation. So I tried it.
The past 12 months have been devastating for major U.S. carriers, with the six biggest airlines collectively losing $34 billion. And a third of the world's air routes have been lost due to COVID. The detrimental domino effect resulting in furloughs and early retirements for thousands of experienced pilots.
There's projections out there that say within the next 10 years, there could be a 65,000 pilot shortage.
Kevin Kuhlman is the associate chair for MSU's aviation department. He says despite pilot shortages in the past and what he says will be the future, the country is experiencing a temporary surplus.
So the pandemic caused a logjam of all different natures. A large number of pilots that retired prior to age 65. And there were some regional carriers that did go out of business. So now you've got their whole pilot cadre. They're looking for work.
Breeze Airways, for example, a startup airline set to launch later this year out of Salt Lake City, just posted 85 pilot jobs. More than 4,000 applied.
Initially, there's going to be a surplus, but it's going to go right back to where it was before, with a shortage of pilots, and it's going to be a little bit worse than before because they let so many pilots retire early.
And he predicts that shortage to strike again in late 2022. So current students keep plowing ahead. I hopped into the Cessna Mustang business jet simulator with Steven.
Let's go flying.
Let's go flying.
We took off from airports like Denver International and Aspen, which doubled as studying for an upcoming test before he graduates in May.
You do see now the hiring process has started to kind of accelerate. There's going to be a need coming up, and the students are very excited. They're in a great position at a great time.
And America's future pilots say with the COVID hiring spree and the future shortage, sky's the limit when it comes to opportunity.
There's so many places right now that are hiring, and I want to get my hours as quickly as possible, get all of my ratings as quickly as possible, and just see what's out there.
And Professor Kuhlman also tells me he predicts airlines to be back up and running at full route capacity later on this year. And he encourages aviation hopefuls to stay the course despite this holding pattern that they've been in for about a year now. He says with an eventual aviation shortage, it will likely mean a big payout for pilots down the line. He said it won't take long for young pilots to gain seniority within the airline of their choosing. Reporting in Denver, Marky Martin, News Nation.